When I went into nursing, I wanted to care for people. I didn't want to be doing paperwork all the time, plan of care, etc., etc. I wanted to be actually hands-on because I'm a very hands-on person. I like talking, communicating to people and caring for them. But as 3 to 4 years into the career, I think it was when the white paper came out. Nursing changed a lot. And basically, after that, it was becoming more of an academic career, as well as, obviously, the hands-on. But the hands-on was becoming less and less. And the turnover was a lot faster. People were coming in and going out quicker. It was very much like a conveyor belt system. And I wasn't as satisfied as I was when I first started nursing.
You mean the turnover of patients rather than of staff?
Yeah, turnover of patients. I mean, an example of this is we used to nurse people that used to come in with heart attacks, with their MIs, and they had to be on this 10-day program where they had to stay in bed for so many days. They weren't allowed to get out of bed, and then they had to sit out, and then they were allowed to walk one way. And you know, people didn't come back in. They looked well when they went out, but now it's a case of someone has an MI, they come in, and they're out within 5 to 6 days, and you know, sometimes they are back in again, and it just makes you wonder what's happened to nursing, really. And a lot of the good nurses, the old style nurses, have actually left the NHS because the job satisfaction just isn't there.
How would that have affected the patients with diabetes, say, when you were training in the late 80s?
Patients were looked after. I'm not saying they're not looked after now, but The diabetic patients came on the ward. They had, I can remember, the leg ulcer dressings they were done. I remember the aseptic technique, even that's changed now. And there was no sign of MRSA then. And I remember being assessed for my aseptic technique, and I think my apron touched the handle of the trolley that I was sterilising. And that was it, I failed, just because my apron. But now it's totally different. It's more a clean technique, and all you hear about is MRSA. So it just does make you wonder that the old techniques, whether they were the better techniques.
Can you spell out for future generations what these two techniques are, the aseptic and the clean technique?
Aseptic technique means your hands do not touch that trolley and that everything is sterile on that trolley. And the only way to, for example, open packets on that sterile trolley is to get forceps to open the packets, and literally you do not touch what you are using. It's with the sterile forceps that you do everything and you clean the trolley. The clean technique is slightly different. You sterilise your trolley and then you are able to touch the trolley because you can use the hand gels and whatever's available. Having said that, the clean technique is there and the aseptic technique is still there, but it's more so the clean technique that they use for things like leg dressings and stuff like that now.